أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يحذر المنافقون أن تنزل عليهم سورة تنبئهم بما في قلوبهم قل استهزئوا إن الله مخرج ما تحذرون ولئن سألتهم ليقولن إنما كنا نخوض ونلعب قل أبالله وآياته ورسوله كنتم تستهزئون لا تعتذروا قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم إن نعف عن طائفة منكم نعذب طائفة بأنهم كانوا مجرمين صدق الله العظيم. We discuss from ayah number 64 to ayah number 66 of Surah At-Tawbah. The last discussion we had, the munafiqeen would say things in their own circles about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then when they are warned about it, they would say that huwa udhun, he is all ears, he will listen to what we say and we will be able to overcome that. Here in these verses, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about what they had done at the time of the expedition of Tabuk. Now we discussed many aspects with regards to the expedition and the munafiqeen. One was that group of munafiqeen that did not go with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they made the excuses. The other group had gone with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and in between they had created fitna, corruption amongst the people. Amongst that, one was that they would say they are traveling with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they would say about Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam that now he wants to face the Byzantines, the Romans. All this time he fought against Arabs and he thinks that these Romans are the same like the Arabs. He feels that he has overcome them, but he does not realize that they will overcome him, they will enchain him, they will take him as a captive. And they began to say these things. Now, on the one hand, they are speaking to others like the sincere Muslims, the sincere Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And it is natural that people will become affected by this type of talk, and many of them were affected, and there was this fear that was creeping in. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this aspect of it. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, يَحْذَرُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ أَن تُنَزَّلَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُورَةٌ تُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. That the hypocrites have the fear that a surah will be revealed regarding them, and that surah will expose what was in their hearts or what are in their hearts. So hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought this fear that Allah made the fear true, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to these fitnas that they were creating, this corruption that they were creating amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So Allah ta'ala says, قُلْ اِسْتَهْزِئُوا, say O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, say to them, make a mockery of it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْرِجٌ مَا تَحْذَرُونَ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about in the open that which you had feared most, and that was the revelations coming from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in that way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala exposed them. In one narration, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then exposed the names of 70 of these munafiqeen to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which obviously Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not expose to the ummah. وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ. If you ask them, in other words, why are you doing all of this? They will say, number one, it is just idle talk. The journey is very far. We need to get over this journey. وَنَلْعَبْ, and we are joking about it. We are not don't take this as serious, that what we are saying is serious. But of course, it began to affect those around them, and it created an environment of fear among some of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then commands Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قل أبالله وآياته ورسوله كنتم تستهزئون. That do you make a mockery about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, about the ayats, the verses of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, about the Rasul of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? Is all that something that you make a mockery about? How can you do this? And for our purposes, we should also understand that to make a mockery about the deen, about Allah, about the Quran, about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of it tantamounts to kufr and disbelief. لا تعتذروا قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala concludes this sector, and Allah Ta'ala concludes this discussion with them, that do not make any excuses whatsoever. Certainly the truth of it is not any idle talk, it is not any joke that you are making, but you have committed kufr after you professed iman. After you said you brought iman, you have openly showed your kufr. You have shown nothing that we would say that you had brought iman in Allah, in His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In na'fu an ta'ifatim minkum, if we pardon a group from amongst you, nu'adhib ta'ifatan, then we will punish a group, bi annahum kanu mujrimin, for certainly they were mujrimeen, they were sinners, they exceed the bounds and the limitations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is narrated in some of the kitabs of tafsir that there was one amongst these munafiqeen that accepted and embraced Islam. He even changed his name. His name was Muhansa ibn Harith, Muhansa ibn Himyar, and then he changed his name also to turn this new leaf, to turn this new page. His name was Abdul Rahman, and after he became and embraced Islam and he became a sincere Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, oh Allah, grant me shahadat. For all the difficulty that I had imposed upon Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now I will go out in your path and I will fight. And the second he made was that when I die and after I die, nobody should know the circumstances of my death. Who killed me, how I died, nothing should be known whatsoever. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fulfilled this dua of his also in the battle of Yamama. He became a shaheed. No sahabi had any knowledge about the circumstances of how he became a shaheed. So that is, when we turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, a person makes tawbah to Allah Rabbul Izzat, it doesn't take any time. There is no conveyance by which that tawbah of ours reaches Allah Rabbul Izzat. Here the heart repents, the heart regrets, there is acceptance in the courts of Allah, and a person changes his way of life, a person changes the way he thinks, nifaq, he brings iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka, and he makes dua to Allah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts that also. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.